Back to Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on AM 770 KTTH.
And welcome back to Business Briefing across the Great Northwest. Glad you could join us here as a Sunday turns into evening. And we continue our interview with Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title. If you missed our last segment, we recapped the financial crisis and relived the events that led us to where we're at today. If you missed that, you can visit our websites in Portland, KXL.com, and here across Puget Sound, head to mynorthwest.com and click on the inbox on the right-hand side of the screen. You can send me an email and listen to our audio on mynorthwest.com. Okay, interesting times right now as the economy looks like it might be slowing down. As we mentioned off the top of the show, the Federal Reserve will continue its bond buying program. Markets obviously glad to see that on Wednesday. Earlier this week, had the opportunity to catch up with Patrick Stone as he returned from a business trip to Scottsdale to talk about what's going on in the markets, especially the housing market. Let's talk about 30-year mortgage rates. They're hovering around 4.5% right now. I recently saw an article from the MBA, the Mortgage Bankers Association, reporting that refinancing activity is down 71% since its peak in May. And they're calling this period ahead, quote, a substantive change in the cycle of our industry. Is there anybody left who can refi, or do we still have too many homeowners out there underwater or with crappy credit or with both?
Well, you know, Brian, it's a great question, but I want to qualify that question a little bit. I think it's more a matter of underwriting standards, at least to an extent. By that, I mean there are probably still 10 million loans out there that are at least 1% above current mortgage rates, meaning that they would qualify typically to be refied. Now, they're not being refied for a lot of reasons. Maybe some are underwater, but the amount of underwater homes has really dropped dramatically. I think in most cases it is a function of underwriting standards, which are still prohibitively restrictive. And by that I mean the average mortgage right now is being written on a FICO score of about 745. The average decline mortgage is being written on a FICO score of about 703. That average declined mortgage has a higher FICO score than the average mortgage written 6 years ago. So we have underwriting standards that are prohibitively high. Now, why that's important is that I think once Dodd-Frank is actually finalized and we get clarity on underwriting rules and we have the emergence of a new secondary market, a private secondary market, I do believe that underwriting standards will be lightened up somewhat. I can't imagine that it's going to take a 745 average FICO score a couple of years from now to generate a mortgage. So I do think you'll have refis into the future. There are still ample homes out there that would qualify from a financial analysis basis. In other words, their mortgages are over a point higher than the current rates. So, but volume has declined because rates have increased, and I think you're still probably 6 to 8 months away from having any sort of movement or lessening of underwriting standards.
Hey, let's talk about rates, too, while I've got you here. 4.5, obviously a smoking rate in historical standards. So where do you think rates are headed? Are we going to see a continual climb, or have we settled out for the time being?
Well, you know, we've seen a significant climb since May, as you alluded to. We are still probably slightly less than you would normally expect rates to be. Now, basing that on the normal disparity or the normal differential between inflation and the 10-year rate, which is typically about 2%. In other words, the 10-year typically historically trades about 2% above the inflation rate. Inflation is about 1.1 right now, so you would think that the 10-year would be about 3.1. And a 30-year mortgage, you know, that'll vary a little bit, but historically that's about 1.75 to 1.9 above the 10-year. So if you looked at historical numbers, you would say the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage should be around 4.9 to 5% right now. It's at 4.75 because you still, even with the adjustment, you still have a downdraft on mortgage rates created by the Fed buying bonds. Even though everybody expects that taper to occur, there still is a benefit from it. So I'm being long-winded here, Brian, but I think if you were to say, hey, Pat, what do you think mortgage rates should be on a historical basis? I'd say right now they should be 4.9 to 5%. I see them trending up slightly over the next year and a half to maybe 5.3%. I don't see any meaningful move once we've adjusted to the taper. I don't see any meaningful move in mortgage rates because inflation is going to stay low.
Pat Stone, President and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, on the phone with us as he returns to the Northwest this weekend. And, Pat, let's talk about Puget Sound and Portland markets now in particular. I've been on the run the last couple of weeks, but I saw a headline that said things took a little dip across Puget Sound in August. What's the latest?
Well, actually, they did take a little dip, and now in September, the orders are back up. We are seeing resale activity increase. Kind of not tracking necessarily with normal historical trends. Typically, we peak late August through September is the peak sales season as people try to find a home before school starts. This year, we had a little dip. Now we've had a little reemergence. I think the resale market will actually stay relatively being in relation to the last few years, will stay relatively strong for a while. There is tremendous demand. There still is not an abundance of supply. So I think resales will stay relatively strong. I think they'll track a little bit more steady than you would see with normal seasonality, both in the Seattle and Portland markets.
Well, that's good to hear, because that leads us to my next question. In closing, housing has been such a positive the last couple of years. Really want you to put this current period in perspective, because there's some concern out there. You've been at this 40-plus years, and it's, of course, human nature. Every time we see an uptick in rates, the media, the public, even people in the industry get concerned that, you know, it may impact their livelihood. I want you to help calm everybody down that, you know, this is a long, again, slow recovery. And I don't think we're going to see any major earth-shattering news here. Do you?
No. I mean, are you asking me, Brian, am I worried about the housing market being overheated or declining dramatically? Absolutely not. I'm traveling extensively, still looking to make acquisitions in the settlement services space. So obviously I'm still optimistic that the best time is ahead of us. And, you know, if someone said, hey, Pat, would you list the factors that you think lead you to decide whether or not a market is in equilibrium? And I would list it like this, Brian. I'd say that, you know, price to historical trend. Well, we're still below price to historical trend. Income to price ratios. You know, the market is still undervalued on an income to price ratio basis. How about first time purchasers? That is at a low point. That's at a roughly 30% of the purchases are first time buyers, which is low because the economy is still depressed, if you will. Percent cash buyers. That's still high. So I think as you see mortgage underwriting ease a little bit, you will have more people coming into the market there. Percent of unoccupied homes, that is still high, so we still have some adjustments there. There's still some adjustment to be done there. Rent to own ratios or cost is still attractive. The percent of loans delinquents are dropping rapidly. So I guess all those things tell me that the market is still not in equilibrium, and it is not in equilibrium on a positive basis if you're optimistic about housing. I think housing will continue to improve all the way through 2016. I'm planning on taking a look up and look around in 2016 to decide if I think the market's fully recovered. I don't see it fully recovering until late 2015 or early 2016. And I tell people, hey, Pat, is it the right time to buy a home? I say you're stupid if you don't buy a home right now, because you're not going to get better mortgage rates. You're going to get better or more attractive pricing.
Well, we can all rest assured.
That's blunt, isn't it?
Well, I was going to say, hey, definitely. I mean, that's why we ask you for that perspective. I mean, you've been at it 40-plus years. So great insight as always, Pat. Thanks for joining us, and safe travels back home.
Thank you, Brian. Great being on the show.
Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title. More business briefing after the break.